Welcome to Landnap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A colorful, inspiring look is coming to a portion of the Trenton Street seawall in West Monroe. University of Louisiana Monroe art instructor Brooke Foy is leading the project, joins me to share more. The seawall project, what started this particular effort and how did you become involved in the work?
The project really started by an everyday occurrence of driving by the wall every day on the way to work. I am from here. I went to high school here at West Monroe High School. Part of my childhood and upbringing is reminded by the wall, the occurrence of running up and down the wall with cross country or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So when I moved back a year and a half ago, moved right into that neighborhood. It's where I felt at home and began driving to work here at ULM and noticed there was no change on the wall and it was about a third of the way finished.
Yeah, we mentioned colorful, inspiring, and I think that's due to, some of those that are participating in this project, some of the artwork being provided.
It is. We are looking, we have been working very closely for the past couple weeks with elementary and middle school children in all of Ouachita Parish.
How were they encouraged? What kind of guidelines were given as far as what to create to be considered for the project?
We encouraged the teachers. We went to the school board, the Ouachita Parish School Board, and we got sort of a little directions from Dr. Coker. We then set out to have the kids spend 10 minutes max on just a simple idea, a drawing. We would give them about 10 themes to look at, such as faith, family, love, community, and then they would just draw whatever came to their mind.
So how has that process been in deciding what's going to be going up?
that actually was sort of a very anticipated feeling for my co-worker, Emery and I, Emery Thibodeau. She and I have been working on this project. Uh-huh. We sat down yesterday and went through probably 800 drawings yesterday. And it was so exciting because we look for little things that are different, little things that the kids do that maybe look similar to something we know, but a little different so that the wall has such an eclectic feel to it.
It's going to include about a mile of the seawall, and that is, I guess, where it goes from the four-lane to two-lane going along Trenton Street, going down about a mile. So that's quite an undertaking. What are you looking at as far as that work assignment and trying to come up with a completion date?
I kind of have to be a little flexible with it because originally we do have one full mile. We were anticipating needing about 200 drawings to fill the 200 panels that are on the wall, and it's sort of divided in panels. But now, because we're sort of creating a different kind of drawing, we are able to really accept a lot more drawings. We are projecting to need around 200 drawings, but give or take, we have a ton of drawings to pick from.
Who is going to be doing the actual painting on the seawall?
I'm going to be leading some of the ULM students, and I'm hoping, I've already sort of talked with a few of the Louisiana Tech students. We've corresponded with quite a few of the high school art departments, the art programs, and so those high school kids are going to get to come paint. And then we've already had a ton of community people, just adults that want to volunteer as well.
Going to be getting underway, I take it, this summer then?
Hoping for June 1 to be starting to paint.
Yeah. You mentioned the community. What's been their response?
This project has had nothing but positive excitement and energy from almost every single person in the community. The mayor, the local art groups, the Downtown Arts Alliance, the Downtown West Monroe Revitalization Group, the Louisiana Arts Council. Everyone has been super supportive, and we've showed up at community days, and people are just excited. They've heard about it, and they want to be part of it.
Also, I know coming up for you is summer art camps that are going to be taking place. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Summer art camps is, we feel like we're bringing it back. We're trying really hard to bring it back. We're going to do two camps this summer, June 8th through the 12th and July 13th through the 17th. And ages 8 to 16 can sign up to come to camp. Deadline is June 1, and all of the information is on the ulm.edu/art webpage. You can find the link and all the information. We're going to do classes in ceramics and painting and drawing and printmaking, and then we're going to do an outdoor adventure course, all of which is taking place on the campus.
Outdoor adventure course.
Yes.
Is
actually probably the most excited for, and all of our students are teaching it. All of ULM's art department students are teaching all the classes. So the students will be outside for the outdoor adventure class doing drawings with string on trees and working outside with what they can find in nature. And it's going to be very engaging with what's around them.
And as far as someone participating in that, could it be the student who is perhaps a novice or advanced? How are things set, you know, as far as instruction goes?
We are encouraging every single level of art making at camp. This is a camp that will teach you how to make art. So if you have no idea what art is, or you think your child may enjoy it based on coloring that they do, please send them. They will learn a lot, and we will help to build up our art community as well.
Yeah. And how do you see this Seawall project? What might be a next step in this?
In the Seawall project?
Yeah.
The skies are the limit. I really want the West Monroe Seawall to turn into another one on the other side, on the Monroe side, which we're going to complete this one, start projecting project proposals for the Monroe side. Also, we have some murals in downtown West Monroe, some Coca-Cola murals that we're wanting to revitalize, lots of art around town that we want to sort of bring back to life and put some new things out too.
Wow. So this summer, just keep your eyes on the Seawall in West Monroe. Brooke, if someone would like to find out more about the project or the summer camps, again, how can they get in touch with you?
For the Levy Seawall project, you're going to go to Arrow, ARROW, publicart.com. All of the information for the Seawall, you can be a sponsor for the Seawall. You can email us to volunteer your time. You can email us to send some artworks to us. All of that's on arrowpublicart.com. For the art camps, that's on ulm.edu/art.
Looking forward to the project and the progress there. Brooke Foy, art instructor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Brooke, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You can hear this and other Land Yaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.